want apple juice.
Lucas wants apple juice.
I know, I heard him
can
say
I
that.
Can I have apple juice?
Yeah, you can have apple juice.
Can I have soda?
Yes, you can have soda.
Can I press that button?
No, you can't press that button.
Why?
Because that's going to play the theme song. I'm not ready to start the pot.
Just hi, Dad. He's my dad.
James Gutman!
That's me. I'm James Gutman. How are you guys? Welcome back to another edition of the podcast. Off last week, on this week. Apologies. As you know, if I'm not feeling it, I'm not doing it. Last week, I was trying to put it together. I actually recorded like three of these. Didn't like any of them. Junked them. Want to give you guys quality over quantity, or however you want to put it. But either way, I'm back this week. Thank you. You may have found me on any streaming service. That means a lot. Please like, subscribe, stick around. Always come back every single Friday right here on HiPodOmDad.com. You can find me there as well. So if you're on Spotify, great. If you're on the web, great. Wherever you are, I'm there. And I appreciate you guys always checking it out. It means a lot. Also, HiBlogOmDad.com, the blog that started it all, the inspiration for the podcast, available twice a week, Monday, Wednesday. This week, wrote about a few things. On Wednesday, I actually wrote about being happy. Called it, If You're Happy and You Know It, which I thought was kind of clever. No? How's that working out for you, being clever? It was a good piece, and it was good because for me, I'm actually in a really, really good state of mind for the last week or so. And then even before that, for a few weeks, just sometimes you find yourself in a good place. You're smiling a little bit more. Things are just going well. You feel like a lot of good things are coming together and you feel good. And it's environmental a lot of the time. And I wrote about that in the blog. Sometimes it's the things around you. It's whatever's happening around you that puts you in that state of mind in a good way. But sometimes it's really just in your head, how you're talking to yourself, how you're feeling, how much faith you have in the decisions you make, which I think is a big change that I've had over the last year or so, honestly. And it's been a slow change because if you went back 5 or 6 years, and you can go back 5 or 6 years, read some of the old blogs, see where my head was at, you could see a change. I could see a change, at least, in terms of how I approached the world, in terms of how I saw things. And even to go back 2 years, right after the divorce, right after I moved out, I wrote some pretty dark blogs to the point where one of the readers was like, "You okay?" And I'm like, yeah. And privately, I'm like, no. So now I can honestly tell you guys, I am great. Like in the best place I've been. And it's real. It's not pretend. And that's something I wanted to talk about here today on the podcast. It's, the whole reason I'm calling it playing pretend is because that's something that so many of us do in our lives. People around us, people that we deal with, we play pretend. We like to either present an impression of who we are that the world doesn't know about, or even just appease people. And sometimes it's important to appease people. I'll tell you guys a story, and this is a fun one, and I don't know if any of them are listening there. I have a job that I love. I love where I work. I love the people that I work with. I love the mission that we have. It means a lot to me. It's a great place to be. A year ago, didn't really love the place I worked at all that much. It was okay. I tolerated it. And I'll never forget, I was in a Zoom meeting and I had zoned out because these Zoom meetings used to last like 2 hours and I didn't even know what they were talking about. They were talking about like buying clicks and all this stuff that I had nothing to do with. I was the editor. I worked with content. I curated content. I wrote content, but I had nothing to do with marketing and advertising. So I never understood why I was on these meetings, but sometimes there'd be things that pertained to me that were in them. I don't know. I didn't pay attention. So I would just zone out. Literally zoning out. When the camera's on you and you're just staring straight ahead, or you're staring on the computer and just like whatever. And as I'm zoning out during this meeting last year, I hear my name mentioned. And somebody goes, "And that's, so congratulations, James." And everyone starts clapping during the Zoom meeting. And I'm like, oh my God, what? I had no idea what they said. And immediately, to the point where it kind of scared me a little bit how easily I did this, I went, "Thank you, guys. Honestly, thank you. I can't take the credit, though. This is a group effort. I love working with all of you because we all bring our unique strengths to the team. So thank you. Thank you, but I can't take sole credit for it. Everyone's like, oh my God, James. To this day, I have no idea what I was congratulated for. To this day, I have no clue what I did. But that's an example of kind of good playing pretend. Letting people know that they're appreciated. Because at the end of the day, look, whatever I was congratulated for, I did. I do appreciate the people that I work with. I know that in any job you have, whether you love it or you hate it, everything should be a group effort. And that's something that you see in life and in work. A group effort in the sense that other people conceivably could hold you back, just like other people could conceivably build you up. So you need the team that you're on. You need a group around you. You need people around you. You can work by yourself, do your own thing. That's great. But if you're in a company and you have coworkers and things like that, they affect you no matter what. So I meant it. It was good and it was a positive thing. However, especially in the days of social media, especially in the days of everyone being their own brand, I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about. It's something that's always kind of bugged me a little bit as society has changed a little. Everyone's a brand. Everyone has to market themselves. We're all marketing ourselves on Facebook. Who am I? What do I want the world to know about me? Look at my pictures. Look at my life. Look at the things that I'm doing. And then you meet some of these people that maybe you haven't seen in a while that are on Facebook or, you know, Instagram or whatever. And you're like, oh, this isn't what I thought your life was from what I saw. And you kind of sometimes you put your best foot forward, right? And that's expected. You should put your best foot forward on social media. But some people put a foot forward that isn't even their foot. It's like, whose foot is that? It's not your foot. And that to me is something that, I don't know, I think I try to be conscious of. I don't make things up. I don't pretend. If anything, I think you guys know from checking out the blogs and hearing these podcasts, my life is kind of splashed out in front of everyone. And I'll tell you why I do this. I do it because I've learned that who I really am, the pitfalls that I faced, the issues that I've dealt with are actually far more common than all the positive nonsense that we put forward. We all go online and we're like, look, I'm going on a hike. This is what I do every Saturday. No, you don't. You don't go on a hike every Saturday. And you want to know what? Most of your friends don't go on a hike every Saturday. But if you're having a rough day, if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling angry and you don't know why, if you're just not feeling it, you don't want to do anything that day, guess what? There's far more people feeling that than you think. I've written articles, deep articles, dark articles about things in my past that I've gotten more response from people who related to. I wrote, you know, you write about abuse, you write about, you know, depression, you write about sad, all these different things. And you'd be surprised, those are the ones that elicit the most feedback directly to me. Maybe they don't comment on it as much, you know, on the Facebook comment section, but I get emails from people. Hey, I never knew this about you. I went through this or I went through that. And that's something that it wasn't until I started writing the blogs that I realized. Because initially everything was hidden. I've said that before. Like I used to, autism was our secret. Everything about my life was a secret. I grew up in an environment where things were kept secret. I've told you guys the story about, my grandmother passed away and I wasn't supposed to tell people about it. And I had people, like there's people that they didn't like that asked me, you know, how's your grandmother? And I had to be like, she's fine. She had been dead for like a month. People do that. They hide everything as if it is so unique or something that someone can hurt you with by knowing about it. And I think that was always the fear. That was the fear with telling people about Lucas's autism. That was the fear about telling people about some of the things from my past, is that you say these things and then you worry, well, if I tell somebody that I went through this terrible thing, they're going to use it as ammo against me. And yeah, you know what? They might. That might happen. But, and this is something that I learned from doing the blog again, once you own it, once you put it out there for the world, this is the truth about me. This is what I've dealt with and this is who I am. They actually can't use it against you anymore. It almost takes away the power of it because now it's yours, you know? So like if somebody were to come over to me now and be like, oh, your son has autism, I'd be like, yeah, I know. I write about it. I love it. And then I get to explain my side of it as opposed to a time where like I don't talk about it and somebody simply saying it would have been like a trigger. Like, how could you say that? It's important. It's important to own who you are and to put it out there. Now, if you want to go online, you want to pretend, and you're going to run into people who do this, you're going to have issues with people in your past, people in your life who will then go out and pretend things about you, pretend that you did something bad, pretend that you never had a falling out at all, pretend like there's two sides to a story that you know there aren't two sides to. And I don't know, what do you do about it? It's tough. Personally, I've let a lot of it slide. I've dealt with it a lot throughout my life. People just, you know, trying to put someone else's foot forward as it relates to me and as it relates to the past. I've had people, you know, either not talk about things that had happened or people misrepresenting things that all these things have happened. And for the most part, you let it go. You're like, all right, what am I going to do? I'm going to fight with everybody. I'm going to deal with this. But, and this all goes back to the whole owning who you are. If you ever reach a point where you don't like it, maybe something is said that triggers you. Maybe there's something there that you're like, okay, you know what? That's one hook over the line. I'm not handling that anymore. Go for it. Stand up for it. Do whatever you want to do. At the end of the day, your story is your story. And I've done blogs and podcasts about this too. You have a right to tell it any way you want to tell it. So never feel like you have to play pretend for somebody else. If you don't feel right doing it and you don't want to do it, don't do it. You are who you are. I am who I am. You know your truth. I know my truth. And if somebody else wants to skew it, you have every right to stand up and tell people your own truth. And that's what I do. And hopefully you do it too. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for being a part of the podcast. Thank you for always supporting the blog. I appreciate it. Until next Friday, this is James Gutman saying, bye pod. I'm dead. Can't stay forever. Let's play pretend and treat this night like it'll happen again.